Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we are going to be talking about multi-level marketing and why it's a good concept to use when being in business for yourself. Simply because when you're in a multi-level marketing company, you can be in business for yourself, but you will have a built-in mentor who will work with you. That's why sometimes when you look at MLM, you need to look at the company and look at the person that you're going to be working with. The simple reason, I've been in MLM companies where they use the three-foot rule, and that's a great concept if you have a product that everyone needs and uses. But if you have a product that's only going to be interested by a certain segment of people, then you're using the three-foot rule is not really the market that you need to look at. Multi-level marketing is a marketing strategy in which the sales force is compensated not only for sales they personally generate, but also for the sales of others they recruit, creating a downline of distributors and a hierarchy of multiple levels of compensation. Other terms for MLM include network marketing, pyramid selling, and referral marketing. Now, pyramid selling is a misnomer because, yes, it's a pyramid in that if you recruit, say, five people and each of them recruit five people and you teach them how to do that, that's a pyramid. But at the same time, the term pyramid has a bad connotation because people use a pyramid with the idea that the people at the bottom that bring the money in are going to be the ones that pay for the people up on top. But yet, there's a dichotomy there. MLM companies have been a frequent subject of criticism as well as the target of lawsuits. Criticism has focused on the similarity to illegal pyramid schemes, price fixing of product, high initial startup costs, emphasis on recruitment of lower tier salespeople over actual sales, encouraging, if not requiring, salespeople to purchase and use the company's products, potential exploitation of personal relationships, which are used as new sales and recruiting targets, complex and sometimes exaggerated compensation schemes, and cult-like techniques, which some groups use to enhance their members' enthusiasm and devotion. Not all MLM companies operate the same way, and MLM groups have persistently denied that their techniques are anything but legitimate business. In contrast, the MLM is single-level marketing. In single-level marketing, the salesperson is rewarded for selling the product, but not for recruiting or sponsoring other salespeople. And why it is important to understand what network marketing is, or multi-level marketing, is simply because when you look at multi-level marketing, you're looking at something that has potential for growth and also potential for being there on a long-term basis. Now, there are some companies that you can peek out on and or that people who have been in them have peeked out on. So, but the idea is to look for a company and a product that everyone will be using on a regular basis. And this is important to understand because multi-level marketing does work if it's done right. When MLM first came into existence, it was used by Mary Kay and it was used by Amway, and it proved that it can work. Now, let's go back and let's explore what happens with Amway and with Mary Kay, which is why they have, in essence, gotten a bad rap, because it's true, it works. But what happens is, to get to work your way up the ladder in Amway and Mary Kay, because when they came into existence, they basically used the same type of marketing tools, is that it was to bring in all your friends and family, people who would be using these products anyway, and why not buy from a friend rather than buy from a store? And why MLM works and why they came into existence? Simply because if I develop a product and I want to sell it out of whether I have a store or whether I have a corporate office, and I hire salespeople to go out and sell it for me, that what happens is, for me to pay them a salary and commission and make it worth their while, I have to charge a lot of money for my product. But if I do it in an MLM where the person pays for the opportunity to purchase that product and pays to use it on a monthly basis, and I pay the person who recruits them a commission on it, then guess what? Word of mouth advertising is what's going to sell my product. That's why so many people use MLM as a way of marketing their products today, because when you look at the overhead that an individual needs to sell a product, then it helps cut the expenses. If you really want a product that something that across the board everyone would use in any industry, in any business, and this makes it or puts it into a position of, what are you going to sell that's going to be a product that everyone uses? Now, here's some top companies. And Avon, its popularity is 12.62%. And everyone knows the name Avon. Initially, this was just sold by people who represented, and all they had to do was carry the catalogs, and they would give it to their friends, and their friends would order it. It did not start out as a multi-level marketing company, but it has evolved into a multi-level marketing company. Pampered Chef is a company that, where if people, and I've met some people with Pampered Chef, so I'm talking from experience, that what Pampered Chef is it's an organization or a company that you use their products in your cooking, whether it's when you're at home or you're putting on dinner parties. And their popularity is 5.56%. Mary Kay Cosmetics is something that's been around. And just like Amway, you have to recruit to get up to the higher level. And once you get there, you can't stop. You have to keep recruiting on a regular basis. Fenty, which I'm not familiar with, is 4.65% in popularity. Amway has dropped because Amway and Mary Kay were the two, and Herbalife International were the three top companies at one time, because they have been around the longest. But because Amway, basically, the problem with Amway was they were not inviting you to a meeting to learn about the products as much as that when they invited people to meetings, they were emphasizing all of the money that you were going to make. And because they were not on the up and up on the fact that they were Amway, and they've since had to change their name, that what happened is they're not a company that people trust as much. This is why their popularity is not as high as it should be. And Sensi is 4.65% in popularity. Amway is 4.51% in popularity. Herbalife International is 4.25% in popularity. Tupperware is 3.27% in Tupperware. Now, these are some of these I haven't. Lea Scofia, I'm not sure what that is. I haven't heard of them. They're 2.79% in popularity. Melaleuca, which is like Herbalife, a health product, is in popularity 3.32%. And Arbonne International, which is a clothing line, is 2% in popularity. And what this does is it gives you an idea about what people are selling today and why these products are where they are in popularity. And let's talk about some of the top performers in the last 6 months. And Kleene is 1,065% gain. VHIP is 3,996% in gains. Talk Fusion, which I'm very familiar with, is 860% in gains. Vivian is 787% in gains. Forever Living, those are health products, that's 673% gain. Rena Ware International, which I know nothing about, is 518% in gains. Ignite is 478% in gain. YTV Travel is 465% in gain. Power Pops is 438% in gain. Nutrition for Life International is 432% in gain. Now, we mentioned Talk Fusion, and I think a lot of people are going to be unfamiliar with that unless they've heard of that. But what that is a software product that allows you to do video conferencing, video blogs, live broadcasts, and they have 8 products in their line. That's why they are a growing company, and in the next few percent, in the next 6 months, will probably become one of the top performers because people, first of all, when you are sending out emails today and you want to thank someone, you can send a video where you have yourself thanking them. And when you think about it, what we're doing is talking about relationship selling. Well, that's multi-level marketing, but it doesn't matter what product or service you have. Why wouldn't you not want to send someone a video thanking them for purchasing your private platinum program or your gold package? Make it so that it's personal. Give them something that will make them want to come back because they feel like they got something. They got more of a personal touch to it than they would have gotten by anything else. This is why what you need to do is think of some of the things that you would be selling that is with a company that is up and coming and a product that is not going to be segmented but is going to be sold to everyone, because this is what we often forget, is that if you have a product that everyone wants, everyone needs, everyone can use within their own business, then guess what? You can make sales. And the thing is, with Talk Fusion, you can come in as an associate and you can sell the product, or you can just come in as a member and use the product. That's what, and remember, like I was with Inscape Publishing, and I was with them because my background is human resources and training, and I have a background in psychology and mental health and counseling. And why I use those products was because when I talk to people, I want them to know how they can use the product that is going to help them understand what is being natural behavioral style in communication, to understand how to work with people as a team. When you look at these things, when you think of all of the things that can benefit you in your services, then you're going to look for something that is going to help you grow as an individual. And think of all of these things. Think of all of the things that you can do that could really help you to expand on where you are today. And what we want to do is look at some of the things that you can think of that can really help put you where you expect to be in the next few years. And multi-level marketing is a great product to look at simply because it can help you build your business and expand it in a way that's going to benefit you in where you are today. So think of all of these things and think about how you can build a business today and really put yourself in a place that's going to get your business where you truly want it to be in the next few years. Also, we are going to look at some of the things that you can do that can really benefit your business. And think about all of the multi-level marketing companies out there. Which are the ones that you would be interested in using to begin with that can help you build or grow a business? And let's talk about what some of the top 25 network marketing companies are. And who are the top 25 network marketing companies? Well, it really depends on how you define the top 25. As you might imagine, the truth can be a bit subjective. For example, the best-selling car in the world is the Toyota Corolla. Apparently, it's a great car, and yet, at the same time, it's probably not the car of your dreams, which begs the question, does an MLM company deserve a higher ranking simply because more people are involved? It's a fair question. Here's what we know for sure. Popularity is definitely one of the best ways to determine what's going on in the marketplace. It plays a part in the movies we see, the music we download, and sometimes even where we invest our money. So it is the top 25. Just an online popularity contest. Not exactly. To make a fair assessment, we gave consideration to things that really don't matter. For instance, 24 of the 25 companies are members of the DSA. And to things that really do matter, like time in business. In short, we wanted you to know the exact criteria we used in order to select and then to rank the top 25. You may agree with our findings or you may not. We welcome your thoughts and opinions either way. Here's the NextZero five-factor formula we use to make our selections. The company must be a self-described network marketing, multi-level, or MLM company. The company must be in business for at least 10 years as of January 2011. The company must have a Google PageRank, GPR, a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being best. The company must have an Alexa rank. Here are the smaller the number, the better. The company must show up in Google Trends all regions last 12 months. Company. Amway from 1959. It's been in existence 52 years. Herbalife has been in existence since 1980, which is 31 years. ACN since 1993, which is 18 years. A lot of people are familiar with ACN. New Skin has been in existence since 1984, which is 27 years. USANA has been in existence since 1992 for 19 years. Prepaid Legal since 1972. 39 years. Forever Living, since 1978, 33 years. For life, 1998, 13 years. All gone, 1980, 31 years. Tahisha Noni, since 1997, 14 years. Advocate years since 1993, 18 years. Shackley, since 1957, 54 years. CNLD, since 1958, 53 years. Juice Plus, which is NSA, since 1970, 41 years. Sunrider, since 1982, 29 years. Nikken, since 1975, is 36 years. Five Links, since 2001, 10 years. Nature Sunshine, since 1972, 39 years. Free Life, 1995, 16 years. Mammatech, 1996, 15 years. Ameriplan, since 1992, 19 years. Now, Ameriplan is a dental plan. New Wave, since 1994, 17 years. Relive, since 1988, 23 years. Unicity, since 2001, 10 years. Synergy Worldwide, since 1999, 12 years. Why 10 years? Because that amount of time really seems to matter. For example, according to research, since 1957, hundreds of different MLM, multi-level, or network marketing companies have opened their doors, and to date, only 50 plus MLM companies have found a way to celebrate their 10th anniversary and still remain in business today. Now, to be completely fair, we should also point out that each and every company on our list was at one time a startup company, too. For purposes of comparing internet search term interest using Google Trends, all 25 companies were compared to the term MLM. A score of 1 would indicate the same level of internet search interest. Anything above 1, more interest, and anything below 1, less interest. A few noteworthy points on this list. The only companies considered for this list are USA-based. And if you click on each and every company linked above, what you will not find should be as interesting as to you as and as revealing as what you will find. There are no travel companies, only 2 technology companies, ACN and FiberLink, just 2 service companies, prepaid legal, and Ameriplan, and 21 health and wellness companies. Even Amway, whose core product line still includes soaps, really got started by way of the wellness revolution. Read this book by Paul Zane, Pfizer, and you will understand why skincare, nutrition, and weight management products continue to drive the trends in the network marketing industry of today. Lastly, if the company is publicly traded and 7 of the top 25 are, we have linked their year in business above in red over the market watch for the real-time stock quote and other financial information, all the best. And it is important to understand why MLM companies have lasted all these years. A lot of it is because these companies have proven that their product works and people use it and people need it. We need to look at and see some of the things that you are really interested in that can really help you build and grow your business in the next few years. And remember, the thing is, when people go into business for themselves, and like in my case, because I do career coaching, I need people to understand what their natural behavioral styles are. If I want to help them understand how to improve their communication, that I need to help them understand how different people communicate in different styles. And by using an assessment profile, it helps me help them understand what are their natural behavioral styles and how they can change these styles to help them themselves in an avenue where they can get to the next level, because we all, you know, when you're first starting in business, you don't always have all the best skills. You don't always know the best way to communicate. So what you need to do and think about is some of the things that you can do that can help you grow as a business. And when you understand how to communicate in other people's thoughts, then you learn how to recognize what's their hot point, what's their cold point, and when to close them. So companies have found that by doing MLM, they can get a wider reach. If you're going to be a product that you want to sell your product through salespeople, then you may not hit every possible city and town and go overseas. But if you're an MLM company and I'm in one country, but I know someone in a different country and through my contact on the internet, then guess what? I can recruit someone who uses and really loves my product, and then I can put them in an avenue where I can say, you know, today we are going to do something that's going to help you grow and be where it is that you expect to be in the next few years. And in building a business and putting yourself into the avenue of learning how to do a business successfully. And, you know, MLM companies, what they also do is they help provide training. And through this training, they can teach you how, what their products are. And one thing is, like when Amway and Mary Kay had their weekly meetings and they would bring recruits, you heard more hype than you did substance. And today, some of the companies that are becoming are starting as MLM companies, they're giving you more substance in teaching you what you need to do. And, you know, if you're in business for yourself and you're working with people all around the world, how are you going to keep in touch with them and have meetings? This is why I was talking about the Talk Fusion products, because if you go to meeting and then you go to Constant Contact, what you're doing is you're paying two different companies for the ability to use their product to keep in touch with your clients, your customers, and the thing is, when you are using a video, then you're developing a relationship with them. Because think about it, when you watch TV, even though the actor that you see on there, you don't physically see them, if you see them in the street, you're going to think you know them because you've watched them on TV. Well, you know, what if someone has received a video from you and you said something, that given them a tip or whatever that has benefited them, then down the road, guess what? When they have something come up and they need some help, they will remember that they saw a video of you giving them and telling them what it is that you had that could benefit them down the road. And so you are the one they will think about. So that, I think that's why Talk Fusion as a technology company has a growth potential that will be around for many years. And since we're in the last few minutes, I want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for career coaching, and we can help you plan on what it is that you want to do with your business in the next few years.